We're visiting with Rich Nelson. He's the chief strategist at Allendale. You guys just got all the results back from your farm acreage report. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we do an annual acreage survey here in the first 2 weeks of March, which is modeled after how USDA does their own prospective planting survey. Now, this one actually gave us maybe some moderate surprises here. In general, U.S. farmers as a whole planting a little more corn than we expected to see this year, 4.9 million extra acres to now 94.6. Soybean-wise, they're talking about an increase of only 7.6 million to now 83.7. So main message for this survey, a little more corn than expected, a little less soybeans. We'll see if that, of course, does get planted here these next few weeks ahead, though.
Did you have a good response?
We certainly did. No, we don't release the numbers as far as the full numbers as they stand. I will say very clearly this was the second largest in history. Last year was a record for us. And this one we had a total of 30 states coverage. We had strong enough numbers as far as high enough volume to project acreage in the top 11 states here.
Do you feel like these numbers are going to be pretty similar when you...
You know, I sure do. And, of course, these are modeled off of how USDA does their own survey, so I do think they'll be very close. We certainly have a lot of questions about what the actual acreage will be, given the fact we have still some clear moisture concerns here this spring. Of course, some sharply changing prices these past few days and next few weeks ahead, and quite a few other issues ahead here.
Do you have any surprises?
You know, as far as the surprises, it was the main message for us was that 7.6 million acre increase for soybeans, that was mainly a Dakotas and Minnesota issue here. So that's really interesting in that most other states in the central portion of the Corn Belt still want to do a lot of corn. Now, for Oklahoma and Kansas specifically here, we will point out they were not as aggressive on the corn side as the other ones, but certainly that was shown in the numbers, though.
Well, speaking of corn, there's been a huge corn crop, and demand is kind of uncertain. How low could those corn prices go?
Oh, boy, this is a real tough question here for us. So ethanol plants started the month out with a moderate loss of 20 cents per gallon produced. As it stands right now, in the last few days, this has now expanded to about a 60 to 75 cent loss per gallon produced. So for corn, where 40% of our demand does go into the ethanol plant, this is something which is a moderate concern for us. I would say based on psychology and the stock market itself, we might see that May contract for corn hit maybe down to 320 at one point here.
Well, keeping with that same theme, wheat acres also tumbling. Is there going to be a floor on that?
And that's certainly a good question. So at this wheat acreage number we found out, the all wheat acres, 44.5 million acres, this is actually the lowest in history since USDA started keeping the all wheat numbers back in 1919. At this point, I don't really see a stopping point for it just yet. Yield increases and among all of our wheat competitors have certainly been an issue for us, and we probably will see light declines in wheat acres still ahead these next few years.
Well, with everyone taking precautions with social distancing, what, from your perspective, does this look like for the markets?
You know, if we had a crystal ball, here's how I'm kind of playing this out. I do think that that our grain markets will be still tied to this outside market viewpoint for the next few weeks. I still see maybe 2 weeks ahead of lower pricing or steady to lower pricing based on that concern. However, there probably will be a point, just like last year, where we get this market realizing we're a bit undervalued, and also with some planting concerns, we probably will see a rebound maybe in that mid to later April time frame and see some pickup past that point.
Any advice you have for producers in staying in and fighting the good fight?
Boy, and that's certainly a real tough issue here for us, especially as we have maybe some spring cash flow needs still up ahead. Here's what we'd kind of look at. Maybe we can argue making some cash sales before this basis unravels a little bit here. That'd be just fine. The concern with that means you would, in most cases, turn around and maybe do some reownership on paper. In this case, with a falling market, we would suggest if you're going to do some cash sales, that's fine. We'll do some reownership perhaps in a week or 2 weeks ahead of now. So that might be the issue to look for as we go in towards a little rebound once spring planting starts.